We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
Don Lemon from the studio set of CNN. You're on live this morning.
I am on live this morning. I'm on New Day. You can tune in. But listen, there has been another shooting of a teenager that I want to tell you about. A grown man in his 40s shoots into a car full of teenagers and kills one of them. Does that sound familiar? It does.
Yeah.
But it is not Michael Dunn. This time it didn't happen in Florida. 48-year-old Willie Noble is the suspect here, Tom. Little Rock, Arkansas is where it happened, and police say the 15-year-old teenage girl died when she was riding over with a group of friends to his house to perform a prank on another teen who pranked them on Halloween. And according to police, the teenagers told police that they had thrown toilet paper, leaves, eggs, and mayonnaise on a car parked at the house. And after seeing the teens target that car, police say Willie Noble, the homeowner and the car owner, burst out of the house in what appears to be a rage and opened fire on the car which the teens were riding in. 15-year-old Adrian Broadway was struck in the head and died at the hospital. She was riding in the front seat. The 18-year-old driver suffered minor cuts and broken glass from some broken glass before driving to a nearby convenience store and gas station to call for help. The four other teens in the car, there were four other teens, ages 14 to 17, they were not injured. Noble is charged with first-degree murder, 5 counts of aggravated assault, and 1 count of terroristic threats. This is yet another case where teens were doing what teens do every day all around the country, and one of their lives was snuffed out. This is yet another case where an adult who should have known better reached for a gun instead of a phone or common sense and snuffed out another young life. And while Arkansas doesn't have a traditional stand-your-ground law, according to CNN legal analyst Sonny Austin, they have an expanded castle doctrine law.
Oh, that's
which
the same
means,
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Not only can one defend yourself at your property or inside your home, but you can do it around the perimeter of your home. And that's exactly what Noble did as he shot into a car full of teenagers. He could get off, Tom, because he was protecting his property and tried to scare the teens. He says he didn't want to kill them. We know pranks are silly and sometimes something that we usually grow out of with age and maturity. Using our brains instead of weapons to handle an annoying situation is something that usually comes with age as well, but not for everyone. And those are the people who are using laws to circumvent common sense and are taking young, promising lives. I said it last time on my commentary just a few days ago, and I'll say it again. We must demand a reassessment of our self-defense laws in this country. A 15- or 17-year-old life deserves so much more. It's a life that barely has been lived yet.
Mm. All right, Don Lemon, back to the set.
Thank you, sir. Tune in. I'll be watching. I'll be listening.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.